from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State says international community should be ready to arm Libya. Libya's new government and its security challenges are the focus for diplomats Monday as they gathered in Vienna to discuss the situation in the country, which has been grappling to overcome the chaos that followed the 2011 ouster and killing of leader Muammar Gaddafi. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Italian Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni are co-hosting the session aimed at supporting the government of national accord that Western powers hope can unite Libya. Secretary Kerry.
It is imperative to put the international community's full weight behind the government of national accord. And the GNA is the only entity that can unify the country and address the economic crisis and humanitarian suffering.
The internationally recognized government is facing challenges from rival factions, which prompts this announcement from the Secretary of State.
The international community will support the Presidency Council as it seeks exemption from the UN arms embargo to acquire those weapons and bullets needed to fight Daesh and other terrorist groups.
And the new government is also being challenged by Islamic State affiliate militants who have established a base in the central city of Sirte and have used that base to launch attacks in neighboring Tunisia. Islamic State militants have returned to using vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices for a bombing campaign in Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq. The terror group staged 5 attacks on Sunday, including one at a natural gas facility north of the capital, killing at least 15 people. The 5 attacks left more than 100 Iraqis dead. For most of the year, the militants have been using bombers where